In this bulletin, a multi-billion dollar fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts. The son of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi leaves Saudi Arabia. And Australian Open champion Caroline Wozniacki reveals rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. $5 billion fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts will be at the heart of the federal government's plan to tackle barren conditions over the next decade. The Future Drought Fund will help primary producers, non-government organisations and communities prepare for and respond to the impact of drought. It will be discussed at a national drought summit in Canberra today. Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman says the money should go a long way to help out.
This is a significant commitment, and we'll look forward to getting further detail during the course of the day and mapping out how that money can best support affected communities.
But Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has described the 2020 start date as lame.
2020 does seem to be a bit far off when our farmers are struggling now. There needs to be some more upfront money to help those that are doing it tough.
The Special Envoy for Drought Assistance, Barnaby Joyce, has called for leaders to be brave enough to come up with a long-term plan to relieve drought stress.
This is something that if governments work together, we can have a formidable process that actually alleviates droughts into the future and works to a better outcome.
In other news, Human Rights Watch says the oldest son of murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and his family have left Saudi Arabia. Salah Khashoggi's departure comes a day after he received condolences from the Saudi King and Crown Prince at a meeting in Riyadh. Turkish officials allege Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the operation in which Jamal Khashoggi was tortured and killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Sources have told Reuters News that Saleh Khashoggi, formerly reported to be subject to a travel ban, has arrived in Washington. The Prime Minister says he is working hard to get refugee children off Nauru, but he will not say when all 52 will leave the Pacific Island. Scott Morrison says sick children are being evacuated for medical treatment on a case-by-case basis, and he's working with the United States to rehome refugee families. Calls are growing for the federal government to cease offshore processing of children on Nauru amid disturbing new reports that one in four children there are suicidal. Yesterday, MP Julia Banks became the first Liberal to break party ranks on the matter and call for a fix on the issue. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told SBS politicians need to understand that a change in policy could lead to further lives being lost at sea.
You don't negotiate your borders. You don't do that. I mean, you don't get to negotiate with people smugglers. You have to have very clear and unambiguous policies. And this is the problem that often happens in this place. They don't understand that these issues are dealt with in very absolute terms.
The number of suspect packages sent to high-profile Democrats and critics of United States President Donald Trump has hit double figures, with former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro identified as the latest targets. Several packages containing pipe bombs packed with shards of glass have been intercepted in recent days. They've targeted former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, the CNN News Network, and others. A number of packages have been mailed to addresses in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio says people need to remain vigilant.
We need people to use their common sense. If a package looks suspicious, there's any kind of chemical smell, any wiring showing any indication of something out of the ordinary, don't open the package.
Former world tennis number one Caroline Wozniacki has revealed she has been suffering with rheumatoid arthritis for the last couple of months. The Dane, who won the Australian Open in January, was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease prior to the US Open this summer, but has been able to play through it. The 28-year-old, who was knocked out of the WTA finals after a defeat to Elena Svitolina, says she will now use the off-season to plan how to manage the illness, which causes swelling of the joints and fatigue. Look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 28, much the same for Adelaide, 25. Cloud cloud around in Melbourne and 17 degrees. It's also 17 and cloudy in Hobart. It's sunny in Canberra and 25, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 20. It's windy in Sydney, mostly sunny though, and 22. Much the same for Newcastle and 23. It's hot in Brisbane, mostly sunny and 36. In Cairns, it's partly cloudy and 31. And in Darwin, it's also partly cloudy, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.